This is a dictation for Eugene Lewis. EUGENELEWIS. Date of service is 4/14/2025. Date of birth 4/26/1976. Date of accident 3/24/2025. Mr. Eugene Lewis complains of the following. He has got pain from neck down to all the way down to the lower back. So he has got a pain in the occipital part of the head, the neck, the upper back, mid back, lower back, with shooting pain to the right leg posteriorly all day up to the knee in S1, S2-dermatome fashion. He alleges all of these symptoms to be related to an automobile accident that happened on 3/24/2024 as follows. On 3/24/2025, patient was traveling by himself as a resident driver of a Cadillac SUV at around 3 miles or so per hour in Detroit near Lenox and Detroit River. Or 375 in Detroit near I-375, Lenox and Detroit River area. Patient report that at 376 Lenox, L-E-N-N-O-X, he was pulling out of the driveway when a fire truck just passed by, and an Uber driver at a high speed hit him, his passenger side on the rear, and the impact caused this accident. He was traveling at 45 miles an hour. The other driver was just merely speeding and it hit him. The damage is on the passenger rear side. Windshields are okay. All the windows are okay. Glass passenger fender was broken, but nothing major. And he says the frame is bent, but the car is not totaled. And internally, the seat belt, dashboard, doors, they're all intact. Regarding the injury, patient has an injury from head to headrest. His head hit to the headrest and neck was whiplash, severely having severe headaches immediately. He denies any impact to the chest or pelvic or abdomen or knees, elbows, or even shoulders. No bleeding, no laceration, no fractures. He reported that immediately after the accident, he was feeling numbness of the right arm, which became weak after the accident. So he went to Henry Ford Hospital Cottage by ambulance. He was there for 4 hours. All the major CT scans were done and were found negative. Instead of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, mostly occupying the occipital area or back part of the head. They can be mild, moderate, or severe depending on the time, and they are usually 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are infrequent and they are sensitive to light, sensitive to noise, no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. The additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, fearful of the event, nausea, blurred vision, and spots in the vision. The patient also reports sadness, seizure, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, and panic, weakness, lethargy, deep difficulty in walking, fatigue. There is no incontinence of the urine bowel. However, the patient does have a numbness and tingling of the and some pain in the right posterior part of the thigh in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient reports he is suffering from continuous pain in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, upper back, and are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, cramping, gnawing, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, punishing, cruel, or aching, heavy, tender, or fearful. They vary from 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the patient reports that the ADLs are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports that pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and walking, driving, and patient is improved by nothing. He reports of bladder and bowel incontinence as related to the accident. He reports of muscle weakness on the right leg. There is no pain in the shoulders, elbows, or hands. And there is numbness, tingling since the needle of the right posterior thigh. Patient has had only x-rays and CT scan at the hospital, Cottage Hospital, and at Henry Ford. Regarding the previous treatment, Patient has tried three chiropractic treatment, no doctor visit, no physical therapy, and some medications he has tried. Please review the records for the system review, allergy history, surgical history, family history, relationship status, current employment, legal history, personal history, as well as the ADLs. So physical examination, the blood pressure is 212/133. Pulse is 83. Pulse ox is 100%. Temperature 97.8. Height is 5 feet 11. And the weight is 185. The patient is a 48-year-old African American male of a good build nutrition. Cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, or clubbing of colonic here. He doesn't appear to be in acute distress or shortness of breath, but appears in moderately pain phases and moderately anxious. Good attitude, demeanor, but dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any any adaptive devices. There is no pain or limping on walking. The rest of the exam is from the template, including the neurological exam. Musculature examination reveals that there is no spasm in the neck area. Only the quadratus lumbar muscle in the lower back, as well as paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 are in spasm. No trigger points are noticed. And 1 plus hypertonicity is present. Rest of the muscles are found to be completely normal. Musculoskeleton exam, inspection palpation from template. Spine tenderness is present in the area of C5, 6, 7 and T4 and 5, L1 to L5 and S1. And both the SI joints are found inflamed and painful. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. In the cervical spine, forward flexion is 35. Extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 15, and bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. The Hoffman sign is found to be negative. Sperling is positive. Lerner test is positive. Destruction test is positive. Proto heart test is positive. Thoracic spine, rust test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, straight leg raising test positive at 20 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. CAM test is positive. And Breger test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. The Faber test and Patrick's sign is positive bilaterally in the SI joint exam. And Gonsolin test is positive bilaterally. And standing flexion test is positive. Iliac compression. Positive, bilaterally, and destruction test is positive, Faber test positive, Gonsolin test positive. The extremities examination is completely normal. Please use the template to identify diagnosis. Central V89.2XFT. CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, S09.90XA, nerves M79.2, muscles M79.1, M60.9, ligaments M54.0, cervical spine M54.0, 5.20, 5.54.2, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA, M54.0, M54.6, M54.24, M54.14. Lumbar spine, M54.5, M51.27, M54.16, S33.5XXL. SI joint, M46.1 bilaterally, M54.17, S33.5XXL. Treatment plan comes from the plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. The patient is ordered a physical therapy 3 times per week with traction massage in the neck and the lower back, mid back, 3 times per week. He's also provided with neck, mid back, lower back exercises, yoga exercises, heat treatment. In addition, disability provides work disability, housework replacement, and transportation. It provides the following medication, which is non-narcotic, is Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation. SXX, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Elavil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief, and rest. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for and nerve pain, headache relief. Furosets for headache relief. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Is provided with a Norco prescription, 7.5, 325, one pill every 12 hours for 15 days, 30 days supply for pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review available, MRI, other imaging records, yes. We are requesting the Henry Ford Hospital to release the records. Interventional pain procedures, yes. Only trigger point injections have been advised at this time. Surgical options, none. And neuropsych evaluation, none. Attended care case workup, none. Past medical records have been ordered released. Investigation, MRI of the cervical spine and lumbar spine has been ordered. Without contrast, and once available, we'll go further. DMEs, patient is provided with an order for back brace, neck brace, and tense unit. This follow-up visit in 15 days, direct contact test. Thank you.